Just trying to stay on track, whatever they tell me to do. They got a good rehab, a good training staff here, so I'm just trying to stay in wherever route they tell me to go.
Where are you in your mind with the knee, having gone through this multiple times? Do you feel like, training camp, I'm going to be 100%? Like,
I feel good right now. I'm just happy that they taking their time with me, a team that just being patient with me. I'm happy that to come to an organization like this, and they not the first person they did this to, so I'm just happy to be a part of organization where they're just taking it slow with me.
Do you realize how much you riled up Chiefs fans with those pictures of you in the Elway jersey from back in the day?
No, I've been an Elway fan. If you go back on my Instagram, you'll see that way before. That was a throwback picture. I was in college, so I'm just excited to be a Bronco right now. So I'm not really caring about what people think, you know what I'm saying? So I was fired.
Watching this offense from the sideline, what are your thoughts on it?
I like Mike McCarthy, the offensive scheme. It's something like Coach Reed. He have a lot of opportunity to put his place in the best opportunity, and I'm happy to be a part of that, to put me in space, to put me in wide receiver, to catch the ball at the backfield, even run the ball between the tackles. I'm excited what his offense brings to the Broncos.
How close do you think you are to
100%? I feel good. I feel like I can do OTAs, but there's no need to do OTAs. It's not like we're about to go out there and play a game. It's just more careful. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people out of control right now. So I'd rather do that at mini camp, at training camp, when it's time to come right now. And I'm just doing whatever the trainers tell me to do.
What kind of role do you think you can carve out?
I just want to come in and compete. You know what I'm saying? Make everybody better. Make the running backs better. Turn Booker into a Pro Bowl running back when I leave here. And turn TJ into an All-Pro. I just want to come here and just bring the energy, the experience. I just don't want to come here just like, oh, Jamal's here now. I want to come here to show people what I can do. I just not want to come show up and just like, oh, Jamal's here. Now I want to come show up and compete with my teammates and show them that I am good and I'm still at the top of my career. It is important to me. When I left Kansas City, I was still at the top. You know what I'm saying? I just got it's just the injury. So as long as I can control injuries, you really can't control it. Just the best thing, you just wish for good luck. I'm just happy to be a Bronco, man. I mean, the past is the past. You know what I'm saying? If I was still a Chief, I would be there now. And it's no case I'm here now and I fired. Hey, man, it's a business, and I'm excited to be a Bronco. I've been wanting to be a Bronco since I was a little kid when I looked up to John Elway and see how he carried his team with Terrell Davis at running back. And that inspired me as a little kid, so I just liked the way the organization was back then.
Did you know Eric at all before you got here?
No, I didn't know Eric before. He's a pretty good coach, pretty different from my other running back coach, Bienemy. So I like if you know Bienemy, you know what I'm saying, he's kind of rough around the edges, but you know what I'm saying, he's one of the best running back coaches the NFL had us too. But Coach E brings something different in it. It's always something to change up and be something different too.
Do you enjoy kind of being the mentor to the younger players?
Yeah, because once I was the looking up to the older guys of teaching, want them to teach me. So now I get to teach Booker, D'Angelo, CJ, you know what I'm saying, with my experience, what I did in this league for going on 10 years. And I get to bring it here to the Broncos and even inspire them, or just to show them, like, the record I have, 6.0. Every time I touch the ball, I put it in their mind, you want to get 6 yards. So just trying to just leave here with them good examples and the experience. Oh, yeah, Book, he's still learning. He's still learning from CJ and me. I'm still learning from CJ as well because he's been in offense. And CJ, we pick each other mind. D'Angelo, he come up to me a lot and just try to help each other. I don't try to be selfish. I'm just trying to help everybody to be successful. That's what everybody in the world should be doing, just trying to make each other better. And that's what I try to do with my teammates. Just stay off of it, you know what I'm saying? With me being on it, I don't even be on my Instagram. I let have other people run it, you know what I'm saying? It's too much going on these days, from lusting on there, from just everything, from getting in trouble, DMs. Like, you know, I go in, I'm going to go in and talk about everything, but just everything, you know what I'm saying? You want to stay away from those things as possible. And with me, I don't even try to get on them things. I let my people run it, and me just stay off every media and just let me focus on my plays.
Last question. looks like mentally you can't conceive that you would be a role player. Do you still in your mind feel like you'd be the man? Is that
yeah. Why I'm not going to think I'm going to be the man? You think I'm just going to come up here and just like, oh, nah, that's never been me in my whole life. So my whole life, I'm always going to feel like I'm going to be the man. And that's why I want to come up in here. If I'm not going to be the man, why I'm here? I should have been at home and sitting on the couch.
Well, when Peyton Manning came here, he said that first year he kind of felt like a visitor in his own locker room because it was a big adjustment after being so many years in one place. Have you
yeah, signing balls, signing 25 still. one time it was about to break down the huddle. It was about to say chief. So it's just it's something to get used to. I'm happy to be here. It's going to take some time to get used to, but I already feel like it's over with. It's all about seeing the colors now, blue and orange and white. And I'm excited to be in a nice uniform.
Great. Thanks, Jamal.
Thank you, Jamal. Appreciate it.